Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for the Dr. Lee Vinoker Show. Here's Dr. Lee.
Hi, and welcome back. This is our ER segment of the Dr. Lee Show, and my guest, frequent guest of the show, Dr. Juan Fitz. He's an emergency physician at Covenant Medical Center, and he's on clinical faculty at Texas Tech Health Science Center. So welcome, Dr. Fitz. Thanks for being back to the show.
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me on your show and inviting me. I appreciate it.
So this is a very interesting thing I wanted to talk to you about. The study came out, and it talks about return visits to ER, which is the big buzzword, return visits to the hospital, return visits to the ER. Insurance companies are trying to, you know, ding and penalize hospitals and doctors. So return visits are a huge issue. And this new study came out and specifically also talked about return visits to the ER. Can you talk a little bit about it?
Sure, no problem. Be happy to. This is something that we as emergency physicians have known for a long time, just trying to get our patients back for somebody to follow up with. And, of course, we've always known that there's been a lack of specialists or primary care physicians to refer them to. We see it a lot often, too, that the patients themselves try to get in to see their primary care doctors, and they're always told that they don't have any availabilities. The next availability would be a couple of months from now or a week, so go to the emergency room. And we see that so often that, you know, it's a daily basis. You know, I would say about, at my emergency department, I'd say about half of our patients have tried to contact their primary care, and they're told to come in because they don't have space for them, they're not available.
Yeah.
So, again, it's something we've known for a long time, and now they've done the research on it, and it's pointing out things we've already known for a long time, lack of availability for our patients.
Right. I think it's a good point. So this study looked at 53 million ER visits. They said 8% of the patients were coming back in 3 days, 1 in 5 over the next month. And then they talked about how skin infections and abdominal pain was one of the big ones. But I guess that is kind of the issue, is that the ERs are overburdened. And tell me, it's not that these people don't really belong in the ER, correct? Wasn't there new research out by CDC that said they should be there?
Exactly. I mean, we're one-house-stop shopping, basically, is the way I call it, though, because we can offer everything to them. And they do come in for multiple reasons, though, but there is the primary care place to really be able to take care of them quickly and efficiently, contrary to what people say. We're able to see the patients, diagnose them, give them some, get labs, get x-rays, one-stop shopping, and they're in and out. And a lot of these patients know that themselves, and that's why they come to us a lot of times also as well.
Right.
But it is one of the things that it is essential, because you as a layperson are not going to know really how bad your situation is until you're evaluated. And once you get there, you're able to evaluate, yes, was it necessary or not necessary, but you can't be a football, you know, quarterback at the end on Monday trying to determine if you feel sick and you think it's an emergency, like we've always said, then come on in. That's what they're there for. That's where we're on 24/7.
Yeah, and I think the CDC said now it might at one point at 96% of the patients needed to be seen in a couple hours. It might even be up to 98 in a more recent ambulatory study, need to be seen within a couple hours of their problem. And, you know, you think about that. You call your primary care. You can't even get in the same day, let alone, you know, get in within several hours to be seen. So that's the issue at hand. It's not that these people don't need to be seen. And I think, you know, you make a very good point. Follow-up care is the biggest problem of all. I mean, the reason so many people are coming now, you know, these urgent cares have cropped up because people can't get into their primary care. But urgent cares are not a type of follow-up care either. They need either specialty care, which is the most difficult. I thought it was interesting that they talked about skin problems because, you know, have you ever tried to get into a dermatologist's office?
Yeah. Well, actually, if you call a dermatologist to say you've got a skin problem, it'll be months. But tell them you want Botox, you're in that day. So go figure that one out. You know, so it's kind of
while you're getting right,
it, you know.
While you're getting, and hey, I don't want to knock Botox. It's one of the miracle drugs today. But
oh, I'm not going to say no, because I agree with you on that one, though. But it's one of those things, though. You know, you get a dermatology problem, it takes you a long time. Just to get anybody to be seen is just taking a long time. And they tell you, you know, I try to get in to see my doctor. The first thing they tell me is, I try to see my doctor, and they told me that I have to come here. And I agree, because a lot of times you see them. To them, they might not look that bad, but when you start seeing them, you see their vital signs, you see everything, you know what? They needed to come in. They were pretty sick to begin with, and they were holding off. And we especially see that on Monday mornings. They're holding off on the weekend. They don't want to bother anybody. I mean, God bless their soul. And then they show up on Monday morning really sick, you know. Mm-hmm. So we're there for them. You know, that's what the thing is. And, of course, lack of access is another big problem. I've seen patients get discharged, and they're back within hours because they didn't feel well. And, you know, what are you going to do, middle of the night? That's what we're there for. That's what we're there for. We're there to treat our patients and to help them out, because they do get sick. And diseases are a time continuum. Things change.
Yeah, and I think that this is just, this study just points out a system failure, really, the disconnect that's in our healthcare system. I mean, so if you come back, you know, they also talked about the second visits, how doctors didn't have access to the x-rays, the tests. I mean, I think if you come back now to the same hospital, you will. Obviously, if you were seen at another hospital, and sometimes people feel like if they're not better, they want to go to another ER, that's the disconnect with the repeat labs. And I know in the state of Maryland, we have something called the Health Information Exchange, CRISP, it's called, where things are uploaded so you can find results, but it takes a long time. So if someone's coming back in 3 days, you might not find those records yet on CRISP. And there's,
and it's true, though, because you're saying that. What if the patient shows up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the radiologist maybe not, okay, and then that happened, and it's not even loaded up yet. So, and then you lose that information.
Yeah, and I think, you know, supposedly electronic records were going to save us all with this interconnectability. I mean, they haven't done that at all. They've slowed every doctor I've talked to. They've slowed everything down, and none of them speak to each other, which is a whole nother
issue. Exactly. I mean, I got that case here where we have one facility, which belongs to the health system, and it's right next door. And because of the two different information systems, they don't communicate. So if they came in at 5 on a Friday and they got a CT or an MRI, I don't have that information. And guess what? We got to do it all over again. So you're right. I mean, you're absolutely very frustrating, because people, and what's so funny is patients ask, well, don't you have that information on the computer? No. So, you know, it makes it hard for everybody, you know, and it just drives up the cost.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, we could do a whole show on health information failures and electronic
records. Oh, yes, that's
record.
For sure.
Record failures, because I don't know a single doctor that's not having issue with it. But I think it just is, I agree with you, it is pointing out the problem in our system, which is why there have been so many urgent cares, why, you know, the majority of ER visits do need to be seen in the ER. But even urgent cares, we talked about last week how they come to the urgent care because they think it's faster and they really need to be seen in the ER. But there's no place for these people to go afterwards. There aren't enough primary cares, and the specialists are an issue.
And most of them have to be kept open a little bit longer, because that's where the problem comes into as well. Most places shut down by 5 or 6. So.
Yeah, especially if you're a specialist. That's probably why people become specialists, so that they can do that. Well, you know, I think it's an interesting study. I think, you know, ER doctors, I agree with Dr. Fitz, have been, you know, you're preaching to the choir with this study, because we've been talking about this before. It's very hard to find follow-up care for our patients. So I want to thank my guest for being on the show. This is the Dr. Lee Vinoker Show. It's Health from the Outside In on Radio MD, where feeling good starts with looking good.